chance to speak to you on Saturday after the game. I didn't even know that was a thing, that you weren't allowed to speak after you've been shown a red card. But anyway, what were your thoughts on
the best on the day.
What were your thoughts on the performance against Chelsea, first of all?
I think everything was said by Bellas after the game. You know, I think we all felt very proud of the players, and they've done what we know they can do. Every single time we've had a tough time or a tough spot this season, they've responded by working harder and going again and showing something to, you know, showing belief. So we'll carry on like this. You know, we would have liked to play this game with 11 men. We would like to, but it shows what this team is about, and we carry on.
Can I then get your thoughts on that incident that led to Asenyon's red card and ultimately led to your own red card as well?
I obviously slightly disagreed with the on-field decision. I think after the game, it's important to say that I did go in and see the officials to apologize about the choice of words. Definitely also my intention was not to say at all or to suggest that an official would get in his car in the day of the game and come to the game with the intention to referee against the team. So it wasn't absolutely my intention. But the frustration comes from the fact that it's a succession of mistakes. And it's always debatable. So when it's one game and one event, then it's debatable. Just like this case could be debatable. Less so than other cases, I think, but you can always debate. But it's the succession of it for us this season, and the effects on points and the effects on our season. And, you know, I suppose that all of that kind of gives you almost like a feeling it just makes you more angry when the next moment comes, and I'll have to do my best. I just hope it won't happen again this season.
I don't know whether you're thinking about it in the moment, but obviously not only are you losing Asenyon for the rest of the game, but then a further ban is going to follow on top of that as well.
Yeah. No, look, I'll keep saying what I think. You know, I'm not going to shy away from it. I've said it to the referees themselves, the officials. I've said it, you know, to all the responsibles that I thought, you know, refereeing hasn't been good enough this season. And I have said that in I think a constructive way, understanding as well the fact that it's not easy for them, that the scrutiny is massive, the pressure is bigger than it's ever been on the officials. I think the addition of VAR and obviously more opinions, more officials, doesn't make it easy for them to do their job. So that's absolutely something I take into consideration. But I came into this country, and I think I said it as well last year. I said at the beginning of the season, for me, English refereeing was the best in the world, always. And the reason being is because I felt it was always the league of, there was always common sense trying to be applied. You make a mistake and we all have a laugh about it. And usually the traditional say was always, it evens out over the course of a season, you know. And this year I haven't felt like this. Where we are in the league doesn't really matter for me. It's not in that conversation. It's just when I draw back to my years of experience, either sharing the pitch with the officials and now talking to them, there's a lack of consistency, and there's probably a little bit of reflection needed to make sure that we improve the standards again for our game. You know, I'm not afraid to say it in that sense, because I remember I saw the interview of my colleague Chris Wilder that I'm fond of and that I really respect, and he said he's a hard-working Yorkshireman and you don't want to be fined anymore. But yeah, I haven't got any issues with being fined. I just want it to be right. I just want to, it's not something that I say in a vindictive way, or I'm not even as angry anymore. It's more, we just got to get it right. And at this moment in time, it's falling short.
Will you be having conversations with Howard Webb on that?
I can do it, but I have done already. And I don't think it's something you solve in one go. I'm saying it just in this way because, like I said, we were in the championship last year, and I felt I had a stronger reference point with and make mistakes, and we have managers and moments where people complain as well, but I felt like the reference point was a lot clearer, if that makes sense. That was my sense of it. Like it felt a lot more like what I was experienced in the 11 years I played in the Premier League. It felt a lot more like the flow of the game, the flow of decisions, the intention behind decisions. I could reference it back to all the things I experienced for so many years of career, you know. This season hasn't been the case, and I have stated that.
Vinny, do you know what happens with you now? It's not an automatic touchline ban for you, is it? Do you have to wait and
no,
see what
happens? No, I will see. I hope it's the last ban for me. It's not my intention. Like, if I had to write down on a piece of paper the version of a manager I want to be, none of it includes being the guy that gets sent off and all this. It's just, you know, I want to be there to help the team. And but yeah, you know, even for a person with a lot of self-control, you can see that emotions are a very powerful thing.
But you will be on the touchline against Wolves, won't you?
I presume, yeah.
What growing feeling then is there, because we'll concentrate on the positive aspects, that you've given yourselves a route out of that relegation zone now?
For us, everything is reason for motivation. Even the things that are hard against us, things that we think shouldn't have gone against us, very clearly, like we have a very strong opinion on that, but even that for us is a source of energy. Like we will use anything to just fuel our motivation, anything.
How crucial then do you see these next four games? I'm thinking with Wolves, Everton, Brighton, Sheffield United, given it's Manchester United, Newcastle, Spurs to come after that before that final game at home to Nottingham Forest.
I don't think you can calculate too much right now. It's game by game. Next game is this game. We haven't experienced easy games. We haven't also experienced, there's been very few games where we've not been in it, whether it was a top team or not. So I think for us, it's just getting the momentum on the day, continuing our momentum. And, you know, I mean, I just hope that, you know, Turf Moor will be ready for us on Tuesday. And I think, you know, all we're doing now is focusing on bringing up that energy for that game.
Does it bother you though, Vinny? We're in a situation where it could come down to that final game against Nottingham Forest, and you might not necessarily know even after that exactly where you're at, because Forest have got that appeal pending against the points deduction.
No. I couldn't care less. I'm not concerning myself with it. There's still a story to be written by this team and under any circumstances. So for me, it's the next game and the game after that. And I said it. My view is that we're not just working towards eight games, I think, or nine games. You know, we're working towards, first of all, just continuing building, continuing, you know, becoming a better club. And that doesn't just happen because you have a good result or a bad result. It's much more than that. It's a way of being.
Do you have to make sure it doesn't come into the minds of the players though as well, that situation?
It won't. We have nothing to lose. We should have no fear. We should just go out there, run our socks off and play our hearts out.
What do you expect again this challenge against Wolves? It was a narrow 1-0 defeat, of course, against them earlier this season.
Yeah, there's been a lot of narrow results and there's been a lot of games that like that, but we're 5 months, 6 months further on our journey, and a lot of players have hopefully progressed. But in the context of tomorrow, it could be anyone we're facing. It wouldn't really matter as to what our mindset is.
Just check on squad news. Obviously, Fofana eligible again, but I'm thinking in terms of players potentially back. Bayer, I mean, how far away are they?
Yeah, there's still a few players that, even though we don't have a lot of time until the end of the season, that we just have to make sure that we recover them for the last 6, 7, 8 games, you know. So we just want to make sure we still don't do something irresponsible. But we've got players back in training, and hopefully they'll be able to feature really soon.
We're likely Fofana, the only one back from the squad at the weekend.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Vinny. Damien? Not really got much else to ask, but Vincent, you say you're proud of the players after the performance against Chelsea. You're on a bit of a run, unbeaten for a while, for a couple of games anyway. Do you feel is this a staging post, a turn in the season?
I mean, it has to be. It has to be. It's not like we have the luxury of it just has to be. But, you know, I think the players, what they've done in that one game against Chelsea is what they did against Villa without getting rewarded for it. You know, it's what they've done after every defeat we had, is just to pick yourself back up and to go again. The strength of character you need to have for that, it's tremendous. So having said that, I just hope that gives them belief for the rest of the season that they, you know, that we don't need to look at too much else. Hopefully we'll have more good games than bad games, but no matter what, we're a team that can do something if we just keep fighting. Thank you.
Vincent, can I just, going back to Saturday, just about the approach that the players took to the game in the second half, because obviously having gone behind, down to 10 men, we continued to create chances and could even have won it at the end.
Yeah, but it was easy to motivate them because, and that wasn't done on purpose, but the way the screens were positioned in the Chelsea dressing room, they basically got a good view of the penalty incident. And their judgment was that it wasn't a foul, so that it just gave them that extra little bit of motivation. You could see the squad just getting together, and the feeling was, look, you know, for two of us, that meant we were going to be inside at halftime. We couldn't come out. You know, it was Asignon and myself, and the feeling was, you know, just go out and just represent, you know, represent us, represent the club, represent, you know. And they did that in the second half. They just went out and they fought. They fought really hard. They played well. They remained dangerous. The game, how they managed the game, how we managed the game on the pitch was really good. It should give us, at least for me, the if you're able to do that at Stamford Bridge, it should give us a feeling that we, you know, we've always got something to dream about before every game, you know.
Yeah, I know you disagree with a number of these decisions, but Burnley now have the most red cards of any team in the league. Does that concern you in terms of a disciplinary issue?
At this moment in time, it's not something I can change. So, you know, within those red cards, there was the very light red card of Sanderberg. You're going to open up old wounds on this one. So, look, my main concern now is just to, you know, we're still a team that's got to fight. You know, I want us to be a team that is able to be tough on the pitch, but fair as well. You know, so it's not a thing where I want us to be tough and fair at the same time. But the main thing for me is we got to keep showing the fight, you know, and we've got to be, you know, we've got to be that team that is always, you know, prepared to go above and beyond, and hopefully that never translates into red cards or anything nasty like that. But I don't think that's been the nature of our red cards either.
And just ask about Wolves. I think particularly first half of the season, they maybe exceeded expectations. They've had a little bit of a rough run lately and a few injuries. Where do you feel they're at?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I focus on our own team. I know they've got talent. Like I said before, the level of talent in this league is it's the best in the world. And I'm saying that because all the teams that are not considered in that top 6, top 7, top 8, have still got very good players, and Wolves is one of those teams, you know. It demands the best from us to have a result against these type of teams, but you know, every single game we start, we have that belief.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vinny, is this a moment? I'm just thinking there when you're talking, it's almost like a boxer where you've taken the blows, you've been in the ropes, you've gone down, but you haven't given up. But now you've got this great chance. It's 4 points of safety. You've taken five from this three-game unbeaten run, your best form of the season. Mm. You've got these great games like Everton away at the weekend, Forest still to come. Is there a feeling that it can be done?
The only thing, and I think this club has probably always been in you know, that's been one of the strength of this club, you know. I think all we're asking is to have an opportunity. So if between now and the end of the season we have just one opportunity, that's enough for us, you know. It's trying to bring ourselves in a position where we give ourselves a game, a chance. That's all, nothing more. And we'll just fight, work as hard as anyone to get that opportunity. But I think, like I said, the next eight games don't define the club. It's we've not changed from last season. We've not changed from in terms of the mental DNA, you know, from what the club has always been about. And we're also almost secretly looking forward to this run of eight games as well. So hopefully we give ourselves just one chance. That's all we need.
Can you and your staff take any credit from the fact that you're still here and you're still fighting when it looked so often that it would just be too much this season?
No, I don't think we have to give ourselves any credit, but it's just more, it's for me, that's the minimum benchmark. It is literally the minimum. Like, you get up in the morning and you're ready to put in a shift. That's the minimum, and we've done that all season, and I think what then happens is that hopefully it influences others to do so, to do the same. And I know it's difficult to go through the season we've gone through and at the end to still be a team. I know that's difficult to still be a team as players, to still be a team as staff, but it's, I think that's who we are, you know. And like I said, I really want to state, whatever happens in the next eight games, whether we win all eight of them or lose all eight of them, that is not going to change. And that's going to be the foundation of next season as well.
Like, Vinny, we spoke before about officials in the season, like Forest, like Villa, like Bournemouth away, like Luton and their late equaliser and stuff. Can you just have
you
the
forgot a few, but yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to think of a few, but yeah. but can you, do you think about that, or do you got to park it because that's negative energy if you're just thinking about that at this point in time? Or can
I don't think about it at all, in fact, but in the moment you could obviously see that those all came back to me on Saturday. So in the moment when the moment happens, you do have that backpack with you. Backpack of experiences, you know, those moments that you went through, because obviously they're significant. But I think in the end, I still want the team to look forward and to say, okay, do you know what? It just is that way, and it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be handed to us, so we just have to go and take it. We have to. Nothing is given to you in life, and then, you know, it's what you can affect, and that's what we have to focus on.